On behalf of the WebSphere Commerce team, I'd like to welcome you to today's IBM Support Technical Exchange session. These sessions are designed to address specific topics and provide a technical exchange in an online webcast format. My name again is Tracy Toombs, and I'll be the moderator for this session. Today's topic will be improving commerce search results. We'll start out today with a presentation by Eric Scott and Keenan Sequeira, L2 Technical Support Specialist on the WebSphere Commerce team from the Toronto Labs. Eric's been on the team since 2013, focused on commerce search and SEO. Keenan has been on the team since 2013, and in that time, he has focused on commerce's data load utility and commerce search. And with that, we're ready to begin the presentation portion of the hour. Eric, whenever you're ready.
Okay, thank you, Tracy. Slide 2, please. So today, we're going to talk about how to improve your commerce search results through configuration changes on the commerce or solar side, as well as taking advantage of functionality in Management Center. Slide 3, please. Slide 4, please. So, search type is used to determine how we process multiple search terms in a search. For example, if we use the any search type, this will return search results matching at least one search term. For example, on a search for red dress, we will return products that have either red or dress. If we use the all search type, this will return search results matching all the search terms. For example, a search on red dress will return either red and dress. If we use the exact search type, this will return search results matching the entire search phrase. So a search for red dress will only return results that have red dress. Slide 5, please. So search type is configured in the search setup.jspf. Below, I have a picture from this file that shows all the search types that you can use. By default, we use the any search type, which is 1,000. Slide 6, please. Searches may return too many results if you use the any search type, due to search results only needing to match at least one search term. Depending on the catalog data and the way you have your search index set up, it may be better to use the all or exact search types. Slide 7, please. So here, using the default catalog, we have two examples of using different search types. On the left, we have the any search type. So on a search for relaxed jeans, we're going to have 38 matches returned. The first two are what we would expect on a search for relaxed jeans. But because we have relaxed matching on the suits, those ones are also going to be returned as well. However, if we set the search type to all, we're only going to get the expected results based on our search for relaxed jeans. Slide 8, please.
So this is Keenan. I'm going to go over the use of merchandising attributes, specifically for profit margins. So certain products in stores can have higher profit margins than other products, and I guess it's beneficial for customers to have the profit margin, the products with higher profit margins displayed toward the beginning of the search results rather than towards the end, since they would get more clicks and more visibility. In order to boost by profit margin, the first step you would need to do in this is to add your profit margin data to your database and to your index. I provided two links there for Feature Pack 6 and Feature Pack 7, and you can find steps on how you can do this over there on those links. Slide 10, please. So after you complete either of the above tutorials, you should have a profit margin field in your index, which is populated with their percentage value. And the percentage would be the percent of profit. Since most of your products would have this in the index now, you can move on to the next step, which is to actually boost by this value. Slide 11, please. So in order to actually boost by this, you have to use a dismax function called the boost function, and the parameter for that is BF. In the example of the query I put there, I searched for shoes, and I'm using the boost function to boost the profit margin field by a factor of 1.5. I also have the rord function there, and that causes the boost function to sort in reverse order. This is so that it would sort the highest values first and the lowest values last. Slide 12, please. So here's just a quick example of the search results I had before and after the boost function. Before the boost function, I searched for shoes, and you can see this. And slide 13, please. And after the boost function, as you can notice, there's one new product brought to the front. This product was initially on page 3 and would not have gotten much visibility, but now that I boosted it, it comes up to the first search result, and we'll get more clicks. Slide 14, please. For more information on how you can actually use the dismax boost function, there's a past WSCE done by Brendan Bailey and Matt Thomas, in where they go into detail on injecting the dismax parameters. And I provided a link there for that. Slide 15, please.
Slide 16, please. So search relevancy is used to determine how relevant individual search index fields are to the search itself. So out of the box in Feature Pack 6 and higher, search uses the following fields with corresponding search relevancy scores. So below you can see an example of category name, product name, manufacturer name, and their relevancy values in relation to each other. This results in a parameter being added to the search query to boost index field scores, making certain fields more relevant. So below you can see another dismax field being used called QF, and we'll have category name being boosted by 100 and name boosted by 10. Slide 17, please. So if you're using custom index fields, you can also add these to search relevancy scoring to improve search results based on the data being indexed. So below you can see a snippet of the table that shows the category name, name, short description being used in relevancy scoring. But below you can also see that we're using attribute dictionary attributes as well, such as color, to be used in scoring of relevancy. Slide 18, please. Slide 19, please. So search statistics can capture top search hits and top search misses on your production server. These can be enabled by following the configuration wc-component.xml below. And the wc-component.xml is located in the listed directory below. Slide 20, please. So in Management Center, in the Search Term Associations tool, you can see top search hits and top search misses. Slide 21, please. So at the top there, we can see the top search hits. So you can see smartphone, tablet, ebook all have high amount of search results and search hits. Below, you can also see top search misses. So for example, you can see that vacuum is spelled incorrectly, and that results in no search terms being used. So we suggest a keyword of vacuum spelled correctly. As a result, you can configure your search term associations to replace the misspelled top search misses and replace those with the correct ones so that these ones aren't being used in the search. Slide 22, please. So with this, you should be able to review the top search hits and top search misses often and verify that users are able to find the products they want. You can leverage search statistics to create better search term associations, and they result in better conversion ratios as users are able to better find the products they are looking for. Slide 23, please. Slide 24, please. So search rules are used to update how your search results are sorted and the content itself, based on a particular search rule that you have enabled. So below you can see an example of a search for shoes brand. And if the customer is in the shoes brand customer segment, we can boost the results of that particular brand so that they would see those results at the top of their search. Slide 25, please. Search rules are an easy way to customize how your search results are returned, but they may also be useful to have in a category navigation so that you can sort how those results are returned based on particular fields, such as being a shoes brand fan or being in a different customer segment. Slide 26, please. So to enable search rules in category navigation, we're first going to have to modify the Git catalog navigation view expression provider in the Git data config. We're going to pass in a star into the search term parameter so that it will get triggered on category navigation. And the Git data config is in the following directory below. Slide 27, please. Once we do that, we're going to have to remove the star from the prohibited list of search terms so that we're able to use it in this customization. And the wc-component.xml is in the directory below. Slide 28, please. So once we enable that configuration, we can build the search rule we want to use for category navigation. Note that you're going to have to set the search term being used as star so that it's only triggered on category navigation. Slide 29, please.
Slide 30, please. In Feature Pack 7 and Feature Pack 6 with Apar, we've now exposed a few spell check properties in the wc-component.xml. These spell check properties can be used to help improve your spell check results and your auto-suggest results. I'm not going to go into too much detail with this, but the wc-component.xml is located in the path specified on this slide. And above each property, we have a little comment snippet which explains what the property is used for. Slide 31, please. Out of the box in feature, auto-suggest will suggest results from the master catalog and all the sales catalogs. So say if you have a store that uses one sales catalog, and it's, you're searching for sorry, let me start that example again. So say if you have a master catalog that contains two products, a red shirt and red dress, but the sales catalog only contains one of those products, red shirt. If you were to search for the keyword red, you will see the suggestions show up for red shirt and red dress since the auto-suggest currently checks both the sales catalog and the master catalog. But if you were to click on red dress, you wouldn't get the expected results since the red dress product does not actually exist in the sales catalog that your e-site is using. We go into a lot of detail on how you can change this behavior in our cookbook document, and I've provided the link below on the slide. Slide 32, please. In addition to auto-suggesting results from the master catalog and other sales catalogs, SpellCheck also does the same thing out of the box. We also have a cookbook document on this to modify this too, so that you will only get results from the sales catalog, which will be relevant to the search. Slide 33, please. So now I'm going to just go into some. I'm going to go over a scenario of how you can customize your search field types to get better search results. So out of the box, we have a field name, which is from the CADENT desk table. And so in the scenario I'm going to go through, let's say the content of the field is sandals. Out of the box, if you search for the word sand, it will not match with sandals. And this is because it doesn't break down the word when it's building the index. So only the word sandals is showed there, and it wouldn't match with that. Slide 35, please. So in order to get the search sand to match the value sandals, we would need to modify the way the index schema is built. So the specific field we're working with right now is name. If I were to open the schema.xml, this is the file that contains all the fields in the index and also the field configurations, and I search for name, I can see that it's using a type WC text. In order to configure the behavior of this field, we would want to change the configuration of WC text. Slide 36, please. So looking further in the schema.xml, we can see the configuration for the field type WC_text. So I'm just going to quickly explain what we're looking at here. Right now in the snippet, we can see two analyzers, index and query. The index analyzer is used when building the index, and these classes that you see, the tokenizers and the filters, will be used during the build part of the index. The query analyzer is used during the runtime query part of the index. I'm going to quickly go over an example of what one of these filters are. As you can see, there's a lowercase filter factory in both the index analyzer and the query analyzer. What the lowercase filter factory does is it converts the string or whatever data is input to lowercase. So when you're building the index, it would convert any data from the database into a lowercase value and store this in the index. Since we're doing that in the index analyzer, we would also want to do that in the query analyzer so that the search terms will be able to match up, and it would be searching for a lowercase which is stored in the index. Slide 37, please. So going back to the scenario I discussed earlier, we would need to change the WC text configuration in order to change the way the index is built. The reason we're doing this in the index analyzer is because any configuration done here will either cause additional processing during the index build if it's done in the index analyzer, or the query time if it's done in the query analyzer. And it's obviously preferable to have this additional processing done during the index analyzer so that there's no impact on the storefront. Slide 38, please. So the new filter factory I looked into for allowing the functionality for searching sand and matching to sandals is the Edge Ngram filter factory. I've added a line there, and this is just a sample configuration of how you can change the min gram size and max gram size. But after adding this, you would need to restart the search server and rebuild the index. Slide 39, please. So after adding the Edge Ngram filter factory, if you were to rebuild the index, the string sandals in the field name would be broken down, as you can see over here. It breaks it down. Since I set the min gram size to 2, it starts to break down this word after the first two characters, and each of those values will be in the index. These aren't actually visible, but they are in the index, so that when if you were to search for sand, it would be able to match against that field sandals, the field value sandals, since it's also being broken down to sand. Slide 40, please. So that was just a quick example of one of the token filters you could use to change the way to change the configuration of a field type. There's many other ones. There's analyzers, tokenizers, and token filters, and they're described in good detail on the SolarWiki. I've provided a link here for if you would like to review this for more information. Slide 41, please.
So in summary, we provided different examples of updating configurations on the Commerce or Solar side, as well as Management Center functionality that you can use to improve your search results. For more information on improving search results and the functionality available, you can review the Solar Wiki, the Knowledge Center, and the Search Cookbook as well, and all the links for each of these are provided below. Slide 42, please.
All right, well, thank you both. This slide includes some links to a number of valuable online resources for WebSphere products. And just a note, I'm going to start the poll questions in the meeting room. So if everyone who's in the meeting room can take a look and answer them, we appreciate the response to the questions. Just a note that if you want to be notified about upcoming webcasts related to the product and topics discussed today, you can subscribe to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange mailing list. Send an email to issupt@us.ibm.com with the subject of ISTE subscribe. Once you get the mailing list, you can subscribe from there. Also, if there's a topic you'd like to see scheduled, or if you have any comments that would help us improve future webcasts, please let us know at that same email address. We welcome your ideas. Opera, if you want to get any questions on the phone queued up. And Keenan and Eric, if you have anything that you want to touch back on while any questions on the phone are getting queued up, you can do that. Just anything else that you wanted to bring up or bring forward.
Our first question comes from Jake. Your line is now open.
First, associated with the product, which is not saved in the database, that the external sources like HTML files and PDF documents, how do I bring them into the Solar Search?
So we have the unstructured index, and this is used to index stuff like HTML documents, PDF files, text files, etc. We can give you more detail on this if you'd like to email us, but basically you would have to use the unstructured index, and you would have to configure your search profiles to search against this unstructured index.
So where do I find more details about that unstructured index?
If you search on the Knowledge Center, you should be able to just search for unstructured index, and you should find results on how to set that up and configure that.
Okay. Thank you.
There are no other questions in the queue at this time.
Thank you, Priscilla. Eric or Keenan, anything else that you wanted to share with the group?
If anyone did have any questions which they would like to go into more detail, they could email either Eric or I directly, and we can put our emails in the Smart Cloud chat.
Yeah, I just posted those in the chat, so they are available there. And just I have one more poll question. If folks could go in there and just wrap that up if there's anything else anyone wants to ask. I didn't see any questions in the chat itself. There was an issue apparently with the link trying to get folks externally available, so we did record the session. It will be available for customers to be able to view and listen to it, but Keenan and Eric, maybe we want to talk about if we need to add anything to it for folks down the line. All right, well, if we can wrap up, then I'd like to thank Eric and Keenan for their presentation, and just to note that within the next few days, a recording of the event will be attached to TechNote 704-2302, along with the slides that are already posted there. Note that the Client Success Essentials community is intended as one site with all the support links you need. It brings together users of IBM software to share, collaborate, and connect with each other virtually and socially. In this community, you'll find training videos, upcoming events, blogs, important web links, and more. I'd like to thank you again for your time today, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.